A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that had covered his head. Not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciples also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Happy Easter, everyone. This is the holiest day of the year, the most important day for us Catholic Christians, because this is the day the Lord has truly made. Jesus has conquered sin and death for all of us. And Holy Week is such a beautiful week, is it not? As we walk with Jesus, as he instituted the Eucharist and the priesthood Thursday nights, and on Friday, we walked with him to Calvary through his suffering and pain. And yet today, we know that the tomb is empty. But I have to admit, I've been a priest 16 years now, and one thing never changes during Holy Week. Sometimes my friends forget just how busy I am. And on Thursday, I was in my office preparing for the different masses this week. And I noticed that my phone was blowing up. And people were a bit clueless. This is what they were asking me on Thursday. Are you going to the first home game at Dodger Stadium? I was like, you know, there's this whole rising crucifixion thing I'm dealing with this week. So no, I'm not going to the game, and I better not see any of you on TV at the game. But it made me chuckle because for those of you who love sports, when a new season begins, you're full of hope and dreams, are you not? That this is the year my team's going to do it. And a new season brings new hopes and new dreams that your team's going to win the championship. But for us Christians, every single Sunday is Championship Sunday. But in particular, on this beautiful Easter, the most important day of the year, we celebrate our championship, which is that Jesus is risen from the dead. So what do we celebrate today as Catholic Christians? We celebrate that today we gain the gift of eternal life in heaven. Jesus conquered death for each and every one of you. All the people that we love and miss who have died, we will be with them again one day. None of us should fear dying as Christians. So let me ask you this morning. Where is our true home? In heaven or on earth? Where? That was pathetic. I mean, I was up till midnight last night. Let me ask you this again. Where is our true home? Heaven or earth? So who is it that you can't wait to see again? Let's pause right now. Picture those faces of all of our family and friends who have died. And let's picture their faces, and in the silence of our hearts, let them know that you love them. But dear friends, you will be with them again one day, God willing. Today we gain the gift of forgiveness of sins and unconditional love. Listen to me right now. There is nothing in the world that you have done that will separate you from the love of God. As Jesus was dying on the cross, he told the repentant thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And as he was dying, he said, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do." He never once said, "Hey, Dad, it's payback time. Go get them." But that's how we behave often, don't we? Instead of forgiving and showing mercy and forgiveness, sometimes we hold grudges or we bring up the past. And Jesus is saying today, "As I forgive you, let us forgive and love one another." Today we gain the gift of peace. After Jesus rose from the dead, he brought peace to those around him. He does not want us to live in a constant state of fear, worry, anxiety. No matter how scary the world may seem, we could be at peace, my dear friends, because we know that at the end of the day, Jesus always wins. Health problems, financial problems, political concerns, family worries, you name it, Jesus has it covered. So don't live in fear each and every day. So on this Championship Sunday, Easter Sunday, may you know how loved you are by God. So until we are together in heaven, be not afraid. As the late great saint, St. John Paul II, said time and time again, be not afraid. Jesus walks with you always. So do not live in fear and anxiety. Be at peace at knowing Jesus has always kept you in the palm of his hands. So, my dear friends, I ask you right now, do you believe that Jesus has risen from the dead, yes or no?
Yes.
You have said yes, so the tomb is empty. Now it's time for you to get out of the tomb, to stop living in the past, to stop living in fear. Heaven awaits each and every one of you. That is our true home. That is where we will all be one day, God willing. So now that Holy Week is done, yes, you can tell me it is time for Dodger baseball. But no matter who wins the World Series this year, none of that really matters. Because we have already won as Catholic Christians, because Jesus is risen from the dead. So keep your eyes on Christ. Stay focused on what's important. Quit watching CNN and Fox News and driving yourself crazy. Pick up your rosary. Read scripture. And may you know that your true prize awaits in heaven. Happy Easter, everyone.